Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Still not not back to a normal situation, obviously, with the shocking news that we got last week of Ace's passing. We continue to pay tribute to him, and we'll do that throughout the show today. A little bit different, though, than yesterday. A lot of stuff yesterday was, just information and catching people up on things that we haven't been allowed to talk about up until that point. My wife Jody came in yesterday and she even brought little flavors of coffee creamer and all that. We're not used to that.
We're not used to that. No.
Riggins ate a muffin the size of his head.
That's what I need. I needed it. I'll be honest. It was for my sanity.
Adam, our manager, came in the other night. As soon as the news hit, he came from his Hilton Head house, just speeding up here. And he stayed a couple of days. But when he got up here, he was hungry. And so we told him, don't worry, we've ordered pizza. Now, this is raised in Manhattan fella. Yeah. Mr. New York.
Yeah.
And you can only imagine how thrilled he was when he saw that Domino's driver pull up.
Oh, no. He's like, oh, here we go.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. That's funny. That's great. Uh-huh.
And the traditional Italian, pizza wings combo.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Just like you get in Manhattan.
New York style.
Domino's. Domino's. Straight out of Brooklyn.
Yeah. But then, we've already started in with the whole Ace would have wanted it that way.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Eat the pizza and stop griping. Ace would have wanted it that way.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are asking, how they can help and, donate to charities or whatever. And we have all of that information, and that is today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I'm always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my wife Jody continues to talk about how great these painless stilettos from Protégé Footwear are. They were developed by a woman from MIT, and Jody says that they are absolutely painless.
You can save 30% on them right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. It's almost like getting three pairs of shoes in one because you can switch out the straps on them. So 30% off, tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ for Jody's Painless Stilettos.
The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at TJRiggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. TJRiggins.com/Hyatt.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So a lot of people were asking, you know, how they can help and donate to charity in Ace's name or something like that. And, you know, to do something in memory of Ace. And so that is all covered here in today's edition of the In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
If you go to tjriggins.com/ace, that'll take you to the memories page and all that. You can share pictures, you can share stories, anything about Ace that you want. You can share it there, and then we'll be reading a lot of them, you know, on the show and talking about them, you know, coming up in the next few days. And any questions you might have, you can DM us, you know, something that if you don't want it to be seen on that memories page, you want to just send us a DM. We'll try our best to get to all of them. As you can imagine, I mean, it's just been nonstop for the past week, and we have thousands of them piled up, but I promise we'll try our best to get to them. And any idea, you know, suggestions that you may have as to what we need to do to continue to honor him. One of the most distressing parts over the past few years about my relationship with Ace was how he seemed to be distancing himself more and more from people who are really close to him. And that hurts to see when somebody you care about needs those close to him as much as possible and kind of distance himself. So
this is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So it's day two of Ace memories.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of personal information to give to you as far as, you know, arrangements, those types of things. To be honest with you, there are people doing news stories and on being interviewed in the news as a spokesperson, as quote unquote an expert on Ace. I don't even know he knew, and I don't think he did know really that well. And it's frustrating to see all of this. What are you doing? He hadn't talked to you in years, you know, that kind of thing. But we're, you know, continuing to tell you everything that we can, you know. Just know this. There are times when things happen, like when Ace left the show. We did leave that information to the bare minimum. And I know that's not the way we've always done things, and people will let us know on social media. They don't do stuff like that. You don't do stuff. You always tell us. You always tell us. Which is, you know, in the moment you can be frustrated by that, and then at the same time you stop and look at it and go, well, that's the way we've always done. So that's what they're used to. That's how that the Ace and TJ family, listener family, has been conditioned. But just know that if that ever happens, it's because we can't. So you know enough to know that we always do, but give us a little bit of the benefit of the doubt or some grace if we don't, to know that if we could, we would, because we always have. But when Ace left the show and he first started going through the divorce proceedings, and you know, things were so hard on him, and all of this stuff, it was our being quiet for that was to protect him and his ex-wife, Amanda. We didn't want to put their business out there. We didn't want anything to be said on the show that would come back on either one of them. So now we can at least tell you that much, that that's why we weren't saying anything at the time. And just give us the benefit of the doubt. If you, you know, people say, I've listened to y'all for so many years and I've loved y'all, but now you're doing this and not telling us what's going on. And then all of the time between when we found out that Ace had died until we could get back on the air, you know, a week later, we weren't trying to hide anything. We just needed, I mean, this is our family member that has died. It's shocking. We needed time. And in that time that we took, all of these other people decided, okay, here's my opportunity to jump on the hot topic and then just go and run with it when they don't know a thing in the world about the situation, or him for that matter. It's really shown me a lot about some people, but I don't want to make it a negative thing, you know, at this point, but this is what we're doing now. And we're going to do it until it doesn't need to be done anymore. Okay.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
I've been trying to think of ways, you know, because these conversations over the past week have been so heavy and so heart-wrenching and all about Ace's dying. And I've been trying to think of ways to maybe lighten it up, make a joke here or there or whatever, but only in a way where that I genuinely think Ace would think it's funny, which is pretty much anything, to be honest with you.
That's the takeaway from all of it is like, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, he could take a joke and laugh at himself so hard, and he, you know,
no one laughed harder.
Yeah.
Than him. Yeah. I think I was talking to Lindsay about.
Yeah.
He laughed the hardest when it was about him.
Mm-hmm.
He bathed it. I mean, he loved it.
Yeah, he did. And every now and then there would be something he wouldn't be in the right mood that would strike him, and he didn't like it. And then he'd bring it up way later. It's like he would hang on to it for weeks. Yeah. And then he'd throw it out there and go, well, what about when you said it? Like, what?
What?
Yeah. When did I say
that? You remember that. but
that's so true.
But I do think that he would find it amusing if I said that if you're a business and you have money you would like to use as advertising money, Ace would have wanted you to buy advertising on our show and on our network.
He would have 100%. Lots of it.
Yeah. And you don't want to deprive him of that, that wish. Just remember that. I did forget to see, I don't believe in all of this kind of stuff other than it being a coincidence. But yesterday morning when we were coming in, it's like, you know, the first big day we're on the air, we got to tell all the stuff, and you know, since his death, and I'm listening to my Apple Music thing that, you know, I always refer to it as Richie's radio because it's the radio thing on there, and it just plays the songs that it thinks I might like. And I'm driving to work, and all of a sudden a song pops up by a group that I never get thrown to me on Richie's radio. And it was a song by LA Guns.
Oh yeah.
Which is one of Ace's favorite bands of all time. You know, he never stopped liking the Hair bands. I mean, he loved to the last minute. He was still loving all that music from those Hair bands and stuff. And LA Guns was one of his absolute favorites. And again, I've never had that pop up on me before because, I mean, I liked them, okay, but they weren't one of my favorites. And I don't listen to them ever. And then I just thought, well, what a time for that coincidence to pop up there.
Yep.
And but of course, I skipped it quickly.
I was going to say.
Because it sucks.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I actually listened to it. I listened to it. And it made me smile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got more of all that kind of stuff. We don't know for at least the next couple of days. That's for sure. And we just hope you listen to as much of it as possible. And if you miss anything, go get the podcast at tjriggins.com or Spotify or wherever you get the podcast.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hmm. Yeah, nothing really going on around here.
Just another day.
Yeah. Man, I woke up at, you know, I was what the kids say, tossing and turning all night. And I woke up at about 10:30 and then I got up, you know.
Yeah.
Like a standard just move. Like a,
yeah.
Got up.
Nothing worse than tossing and turning in your bed.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got a mask and a hose attached to your face.
Yeah, right.
Because there's not much tossing and turning, I guess you can do.
Oh, it's just so miserable.
Do you have to stay in one spot?
No, I can move around with it. But, you know, they said whenever you get that, it doesn't matter because I'd say, well, I sleep all over the place. I'm so restless. When you get that, you'll fall asleep in one spot. You won't even roll over once at night. You'd be fine. Not true. I end up with that thing wrapped around my neck. And yeah. I'll have the marks from the hose on my neck.
Well,
you know,
it's kind of scary. Like,
so do I.
Yeah.
That's brutal, though.
Yeah. So whenever I wake up, then that becomes amplified. You know, the aggravation of that thing. You know, I'm like, ugh. So then I say, well, I might as well just get up. Ace would have wanted it that way.
Ace would have wanted you to get up for sure.
Yeah.
I've been saying that so much.
It's all the time now.
Yeah. And I think it's just understood that, you know, we say that all the time anyway as a, you know, making fun of people who say that all the time, that when one of us passed that everybody else would be saying it in our honor. Like everything is just done because they would have wanted it that way.
Yeah. I'm going to be saying it when y'all pass.
Absolutely. You better.
Oh, wait. You're younger than me. Okay. We'll see. Well, we'll see.
We'll see how things turn out.
You know, one of the most offended times in Jody's life is when I said something. We were watching a movie and then it was an older couple and the husband died or whatever. And I said, man, I don't know what I'm going to do whenever you die. And she goes, well, that's rude. Like she just assumed that if I said she was going to die first, it was rude because obviously she's not.
No.
But yeah, it's just I don't think though yesterday, Riggins, when we were doing all the stuff about Ace, I think we were, I think we missed a perfect opportunity because we never said the other cliched things that people usually who are not really what you would call strict Christians would say, which is, you know, whatever sinful behavior that the person conducted on earth, now that person is doing it, quote unquote, with the man upstairs.
Yeah.
And the ultimate of those things was at a funeral one time, there was a guy who had been a DJ at a strip club. And one of the guys giving his eulogy said, I don't know what's going on around here tonight, but I know tonight the man upstairs is partying with the best strip club DJ or something like that. He's got the best party DJ by his side tonight, and they are dancing and having a ball.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic.
All right. So we do have a lot of stuff for the rest of the show today about Ace, but today is going to be a little, hopefully, a little less heavy than yesterday. And I think we all know why.
Yeah.
Because Ace would have wanted it that way.
Ace would have wanted it.
Yes, he would have.
He would have.
All right. So hang on. The whole show today is going to be great, I'm telling you. So you don't want to miss any of it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, I mean, I guess we need to do this as, you know, to take care of the broadcast business. If you missed it, Ace, our brother and my best friend of 30-something years, was found deceased in his house Tuesday, a week ago today. And yesterday, the whole show was talking about him and giving as much information as we could. But today is going to be more of why we loved him so much and what made him him. The unique aspects of his personality and the things that he and I were a lot alike, but we wouldn't have made it for so long as partners, and we definitely wouldn't have made it to the, you know, the level of success that we have in this business if we were too much alike, if we weren't different, if we didn't have our differences. And I don't mean fighting all the time. I'm arguing. I just mean differences in our personalities, because, yeah, you know, it's kind of like being in a marriage where, you know, one person's strong at this and the other one's strong at that, and you work together. It was like that. Because if it would have been up to me, we'd have never done anything outside of just sitting here and doing the show every day. And if it were up to him, we'd be broadcasting, you know, from the top of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah.
And we'd climb up there without any harnesses or anything. Yeah. But we just free climb all the way up to the top. And then we broadcast from up there. That would be huge.
Great radio. Yeah. Whoa.
Nobody could touch us.
He had a lot of those, like, kind of wild things. You go, slow down, man.
Yeah.
And he did some of them, but, you know.
And one of the things that he hated most and what would almost get us into big, because I said yesterday, we didn't fight that much at all. We didn't have very many big arguments in the 30-something years that we worked together, which is crazy, yep, you know. But one of the things that used to just, I mean, you could tell it just burned him up. When we were in these brainstorming meetings and stuff, and he'd just go off just like the wildest, craziest thing. We need to do this and do that. And then I would say, we have to get that approved by legal, and the legal department's not going to approve that. And then it was just like, he'd start gritting his teeth like, well, what do you want me to do?
Like it was a personal attack on him.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you that, or do you want to take the time to write it up, submit it to the legal department? This is back when we worked for the big companies, and then have them say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, there's so many things like that.
I guarantee you, though, all he wanted to do was do it without asking them.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know, his motto was forgiveness is better than permission.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, if it weren't for him, we would just be, doing what we do now.
Well.
Yeah.
But, you know, in our 20s,
sure,
when I had the energy to do more, I would just be like, I don't know. We got to go to legal with that.
Yeah. Some of the things could have landed you in jail. A lot of the things that he was suggesting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I remember showing up one day and he's like, we're going to tape me to the side of my truck and we're going to go speeding down the road. I went, hey, you're in church shoes right now. You got loafers on. Where are you going? But we did it. I remember doing that.
Doing that?
Yeah, we taped him to the side. I mean, we could have 8 hours of like crazy Ace story.
Yeah.
But that one was a crazy one.
Yeah. Which we'll have a bunch of them And if you got any questions, DM us any questions you may have, and we'll answer them to the best of our knowledge, anything you're wondering about. So more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
All right, we continue remembering Ace. And today we're mostly focusing on funny stories about Ace and the things that made him unique and his contributions to the half of the Ace and TJ show that that built it to what it is, you know, and what it's known in the industry. And you may not know this because, I mean, if you're a listener and you know that you've listened to us for a long time and all that, but we didn't brag about this kind of stuff, but we're known in the radio industry as being one of the best morning shows ever. Several years ago, we were named to the 25 most influential radio personalities of the half century or whatever it was. But if we ever mentioned that, it was sarcastically or in jest or whatnot. But part of that was, well, a lot of it was the fact that he and I were different in many ways, and we worked to make things meet in the middle of our ideas, you know. And then some of his, though, were just absolutely out there. It was like being in a playground, in a fort that you'd built as a kid. And everything with him was just like, you're pretending. What if, what if, what if? And then Lindsay just said during the break, what?
Yeah, we were in a brainstorming meeting one day, and he's like, okay, guys, hear me out. We're all going to put on diapers. And right after that sentence, we were all like, no, we're out. Where are you going with this?
I think it was something about who could last the longest, just sitting there and not get up, one of those things,
something like that.
But not going to the bathroom, but right. using an adult diaper. You know, it may have been the anniversary of that crazy astronaut that was in the love triangle, and she put on an adult diaper and drove across the country because she was trying to bust her man cheating or something, and she didn't want to take the time to stop. So it was something like that.
Yeah.
And then, or it'd be the other way where he would just sit back and go, all right, let's see. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. We need a bit for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. And then he would just look, like he'd look at me and I would go, okay, well, what do you want me to do?
He'd be like, nothing is dumb. No question is stupid. And then everything that came out of his mouth, we were like,
we can't do that.
We can't. Seriously?
And he'd go, it seems to me like we spend most of our time trying to figure out how we can't do something and how we can do it.
He hated when you give him, say, like, I don't know about that. He hated that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic. Oh, man.
And then some of the time it was like, and then if nobody wanted to do it, like, oh, that's dangerous. Huh? And then he'd go, well, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of what it turned into. Yeah. He's doing all these crazy things.
I'll do it.
Okay, good.
Can you jump out of a plane interviewing a...
Oh, Lindsay, you don't know about the whole thing that we were seriously worried that he was going to kill himself on in this stunt he wanted to do.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it was one of the craziest things that he's ever come up with, and nobody wanted him to do it. And when it ended up not happening because it was so outrageous, everybody was relieved, and he was as mad as he's ever been about anything. All right, we'll tell you about that one coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, it was a week ago today that we received the tragic news that our friend Ace had passed away. So yesterday was heavy Ace day, a lot of crying, a lot of heartbreaking stuff. But today we're trying to focus on lighthearted, funny things that made Ace so special. So just when I said that, I get choked up. But it wasn't very long ago, like just maybe, this was like 4 years ago. It was right before we moved everything up here to the suburbs with our own studio and all. Lindsay, Ace got the idea that he said, I can jump a motorcycle like Evel Knievel, Robbie Knievel. I know I could do it. And we're like, no, you can't. You can't do that. And he barely even ridden a motorcycle in his life. You know, like I said, I grew up on dirt bikes, and then I've had a Harley for years, and I know about motorcycles. You don't. And you can't just jump on a motorcycle. And because he was going to do it, like jump a few cars, wasn't he? Get the whole ramp and jump the cars and all of that. So he found some place that would said they could teach him how to do it, and they had a motorcycle he could use, and that they do that kind of stuff for shows and things like that all the time. And we were freaking out. We were like, oh my God, somebody's really going to, because at first we were like, let him hit the air with it. Nobody's going to, everybody's just going to laugh and he'll get it out of his system and all that. Well, lo and behold, these people said, yeah, we could teach you how to do that. Somebody knew somebody who knew an old boy.
Exactly.
You know, one of those kind of things.
Exactly. Super safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd go out there and practice, and every time he'd say, I'm going, and he'd give updates on the air. I'm going out to practice on the bike today. I'm going to practice my jump. And so the first few times it was just him out there just riding it, mm-hmm. you know, speed it up and then learn to stop it real fast and do all of that. But once it came time for him to hit the ramp, the people there, you know, recognized we can't do this. Because, yeah. I mean, it was close to it was coming up the next week on the show. And we were to the point where we were planning logistics of the broadcast from out there. The whole show that day was going to be out there the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, oh, thank God. They, you know, came to their senses, recognized that he can't do this.
What made them think he could? I don't know, I guess.
Well, because they, you know, they Help had, that's before. Their business. And they didn't think from the beginning, we can definitely have him do this. They never positioned it like that. They said, yeah, we'll give you a chance. We can teach.
Yeah.
We teach people how to do that. Come out and we'll see how you are on it.
The problem was I love rednecks, but there were too many rednecks involved in this whole story. Like the owners were rednecks. He was a redneck. And it was just like, yeah, we can totally do that. Yeah, like, hell yeah. There's too many rednecks in one place. Yeah.
So when they told him that they weren't going to do it and we had to come on the air and say it wasn't going to happen, you would have thought that somebody had just gone out and set his house on fire. Oh, I mean, gosh. He wasn't just disappointed. He was mad.
He was mad.
Like, you know, and how he'd start cussing himself out. Yeah, you know, he was doing all that. Like, looser. Blinking loser. And then he also was upset because then he knew that we were sitting there thinking, we told you so.
Yeah, probably told you.
And I never said anything like that. I just said, you know, I got to be honest with you. I am so thankful. Thank God. Yeah. I was so worried about you with that, and it didn't do any good. He was still mad.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless it.
I'm going to jump a motorcycle at 50 years old. Never been on one.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.